This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Buses, trains, and other public transit will be free for part of the summer. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The state legislature is funding another round of free public transit to tempt drivers out of their pollution-spewing vehicles. Air quality is generally worst when the weather's warm. Last August, free fares led to big bumps in ridership in Pueblo, Colorado Springs, and the RTD area in Denver. But we don't know to what extent the free rides help reduce pollution, though air quality experts say any drop in vehicle trips is beneficial. Details for this summer's program will be out in the coming weeks. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A safety plan proposed by the Denver School District would let schools decide whether they want armed police on campus. Under the draft released yesterday by the superintendent, those decisions would be updated every school year with community input. The plan would also require new emergency response training for all district employees. A second draft will come later this month after students, families, and staff weigh in. The school board has requested a final version by June 23rd. In Denver's mayoral runoff election, the police union endorsed Kelly Bruff. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Bruff and her opponent Mike Johnston have similar plans when it comes to crime: hiring more first responders, data-driven policing. But police union officials said that Bruff's experience was the difference for them. She used to lead the Chamber of Commerce and was former Mayor John Hickenlooper's chief of staff, where she negotiated police union contracts. Crime and homelessness are top issues for voters in Denver. Ballots go out later this month. The election is June 6th. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org. Coming up next, it's Fresh Air.